Welcome to Karen's Educational Mashups. I'm Karen, and this show is a compilation of excerpts from podcasts and other digital audio and video content of interest to educators. You might notice we have different music this week. I'll explain that in a minute. Today, in show number 7, we're going to do something a little different. It's summer, and many of us are going to be working on creating new curriculum resources for next fall. So in the next few shows, we'll be highlighting free multimedia resources that you can use in your own work, including the opening music you just heard. Today, we'll be listening to a sampling of great audio material that's available for your use. Our next show will feature free sources for photos, clip art, and video. We'll be covering audiobooks and poetry in future shows. These resources will include things from the public domain, as well as copyleft content, including things licensed under Creative Commons. Please visit our website, k12handhelds.com/mashups, for more information about these different licensing options and what it means for you. Also on the website, you'll find lots of links this week for all different kinds of sources where you can find content like this that you can use. Okay, let's get started.
History of the Grand Canyon Area from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. www.wikipedia.org. The known history of the Grand Canyon area stretches back 10,500 years when the first evidence for human presence in the area started. Native Americans have been living at Grand Canyon and in the area now covered by Grand Canyon National Park for at least the last 4,000 of those years. Anasazi, first as the basketmaker culture, and later as the more familiar Puebloans, developed from the desert culture as they became less nomadic and more dependent on agriculture. A similar culture, the Kohonina, also lived in the canyon area. Drought in the late 13th century was the likely cause for both cultures to move on. Other cultures followed, including the Paiutes.
We'll hear arguments first this morning in number 80, 1538, Fire, the superintendent of the school districts against Roe and the consolidated cases. Counsel, you may proceed whenever you're ready.
Mr. Chief Justice, and may it please the Court, the questions before this Court today may, and indeed based on the last year's experience, will dramatically affect the future of the state of Texas and some of its school districts. Texas sits geographically right on top of the hub of Mexico's population. In contrast to California, where the bordering state of Mexico had a population of 1 million in 1970, the four Mexican states bordering Texas had populations of 6 million. It's approximately one-third as far to Brownsville from Mexico City as it is to San Diego. When one considers the problem of familial migration into this country, it seems reasonably clear that Texas is indeed the state which will be most dramatically impacted by this type of illegal migration. When one considers the fact that Mexico's population is doubling approximately every 20 years, and that approximately 4.5 million children of school age are out of school in Mexico right now because of lack of adequate facilities, it doesn't take a great deal of imagination to understand Texas legislature's concerns for the future. With the federal government doing very little to control the problem, other than to deny its largesse to illegal aliens, and I use that term because it does describe the people that Texas seeks to exclude from its schools, persons who are illegally.
The great fundamental issue now before our people can be stated it is, are the American people fit to govern themselves, to rule themselves, to control themselves? I believe they are. My opponents do not. I believe in the right of the people to rule. I believe that the majority of the plain people of the United States will, day in and day out, make fewer mistakes in governing themselves than any smaller class or body of men, no matter what their training, will make in trying to govern them. I believe again that the American people are, as a whole, capable of self-control and of learning by their mistakes. Our opponents pay lip loyalty to this doctrine, but they show their real beliefs by the way in which they champion every device to make the nominal rule of the people a sham. I am not leading this fight as a matter of aesthetic pleasure. I am leading because somebody must lead, or else the fight would not be made.
Hello.
Hola.
Shalom.
Здравствуйте.
Ciao.
Dzień dobry.
This is the VOA Special English Economics Report. A question from Vietnam. Listener Nguyen Minh Tan wants to know more about the World Trade Organization and its history. The World Trade Organization came into existence in 1995. It operates a system of trade rules. It serves as a place for nations to settle disputes and negotiate agreements to reduce trade barriers. The newest of its 150 members, Vietnam, joined in January. But the roots of the WTO date back to World War II and the years that followed. In 1944, a meeting took place in Bretton Woods, New Hampshire, the International Monetary Conference. There, negotiators agreed to create...
That's it for this episode. Thanks for listening. Please visit our website, k12handhelds.com/mashups, to get more information about all of these shows and where you can subscribe. We'd also love to hear your comments or suggestions for future shows. You can contact us at mashups@k12handhelds.com or leave a voicemail at 206-984-2258. See you next time.